can sympathize with John the Baptist a little bit in this gospel, confused as to why Jesus wants to come and be baptized by him. And it's a little interesting, right? Because we understand baptism, as John was preaching, it was for repentance. And we go to be baptized, or we have been baptized, for the forgiveness of our sins. So you might think, what is Jesus repenting for? Is he a sinner? Of course he's not a sinner. So why does he go to be baptized? Now, our Lord's decision to be baptized by John signifies his complete self-emptying for our sake. Because he doesn't go to be cleansed of himself, he has no sin to be cleansed of, but he goes into the waters of baptism to be the one who to cleanse the very waters so that they may become for us that source of grace. See, in the ancient world, water was so often seen as this sign of chaos, right? Think about dark, stormy, powerful, the unknown, the untamable, the chaotic, right? Noah and the flood, the Red Sea being parted, Jesus calming the storm. Water was this untamable place of power and chaos. And so here in his baptism, it's like Christ is plunging into this chaos, going deep into those waters, into the very heart of the beast, if you will. And to baptize, remember, means to be plunged into. And why does he do this? But to transform those very waters, to bring the Holy Spirit, the very presence of God there, and to order and reorder that chaos. Like a great image, I saw the internet is filled with many great things. And I remember years ago, I saw this science experiment, and someone here who is a scientist would probably tell me what actually this was, but there's this video, you may have seen it. There's like two jars of water, and one is clear, and one is just like this black water, I guess, it's been dyed or something. And when they pour the clear liquid into it, instead of just diluting that darker liquid, it completely transforms it and it's completely clear. I have no idea what the chemical reaction was happening, but I do remember seeing that experiment and before AI, so you know it was real. But that's a great image for kind of what Christ is doing, right? He's not just going in and he's not being diluted. He's actually completely transfiguring the water there. And when he rises out of it and he comes out from that chaos, as the gospel tells us, we see the heavens open up and a dove descending upon him. Right? This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. There's something therefore then of peace, full of love and wisdom and grace. And you're here, a revelation of the identity of Jesus Christ, one of the great theophanies, a revelation of his divinity in scripture, emerges from that chaos when God intervenes into it. So how does this then apply to us who have been baptized? Well, we have been plunged not only into those waters, but by doing so, into the very spirit of the Lord by our baptism. Literally like plunged into the life of God so that we have received that same voice of him looking down upon us saying, "This is my beloved with whom I am well pleased." It's an expression. It's a reality that reorders us and our chaos. It's like our baptism is everything. Because by it, we are made partakers of the divine nature. We're grafted on to Christ himself. We're justified and we're now able to call God Father. Again, plunged into his very life. We now live in Christ. He lives in us. And with that great dignity and reality of being sons and daughters of God, grafted onto him, there comes a great power. A power to stand in the face of sin and darkness and not to be afraid or overcome by it because we have been clothed with Christ. We have put on the armor of Christ. The power to love supernaturally when hatred seems like it might be the only option and threatens to overwhelm us. The power to say no to evil in our lives and to choose the good in the face of difficult options. maybe sins or things that are wrong that are very tempting and very appealing. Because we've gone down with Christ into the chaos, and he has brought order to it, order to our souls. You know, every dark place, every place of bondage and fear we have in Christ is transformed. It's transformed by his saving grace. He also gives us the power and dignity to therefore bring that light into the world. Right? This is where we begin to find, I don't know if it's part of our meaning, right? It's like, yeah, we've been grafted onto Christ. This is great. We have his spirit. Now what are we supposed to do? What has he called us to use this power? But it's to bring that into the world. St. Gregory of Nazianzus says this, he wants you to become a living force for all mankind, lights shining in the world. You are to be radiant lights as you stand beside Christ, the great light, bathed in the glory of him who is the light of heaven. Wow. He wants you to be radiant lights as you stand before Christ. Because you and I have received a ray of the splendor of the Trinity in our baptism. Think about that. God became man so that we might become like God. And by the living out of this gospel, we are giving witness, as Isaiah says, to he who comes to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. You and I can be witnesses to that in the world as Christ has freed us from those things. Because he wants to make of you and I a means of his presence in the world. As we are baptized and carry Christ within us, the places that we go, anywhere we go, school, to work, the supermarket, our teams, wherever, we're bringing Christ there. And by living out of your baptism, you then help to be that voice of God for others. So that they can one day, God willing, hear of them, what's been spoken of you and I, this is my beloved with whom I am well pleased. Our Lord continues to come in every age, every day, in every corner of our lives. And he wants to plunge into all those areas of your life that are chaotic, that imprison us, that bring us fear, and to transform them. He wants to go to those places. I encourage you to invite him there. And to speak to him in those places, from those places, not to hide them, not to be ashamed of them, but to recognize that, yes, we have been plunged into the life of God, and yet, even after choosing to follow him, there are still parts of us that are capable, we know, of acting out of darkness, of acting out of places of revenge or selfishness or pride or what have you. But to ask the Lord to come and illumine those places in our hearts and our lives, and to transform us from within, not just to cover over it, but to truly come within like he does to the waters of baptism and recreate it, reorder that chaos so that it belongs completely to him. My prayer today is that the Lord's light continues to shine in each one of you, in each one of us, and his baptized, his beloved ones, right, to bring peace and truth to your lives so that he can shine through you, to shine through all of us, and to bring that same peace and truth and love into the day and age, to this time that he has ordained you to live, to this that has been given to you, this great privilege and responsibility. Praise be Jesus Christ.